This is Rediscover Live with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. So glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on the pure gospel. Galatians 1, 6 to 9 says, "No other gospel" in the NIV. "I'm astonished you're so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse." So Paul here talks about if anybody tries to corrupt the gospel, if anybody tries to alter the gospel, they're under God's curse. If anybody tries to pervert the purity of the gospel. As we've already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. So, you know, that is a sobering thing to consider. And so it's important, like I said, that while we, you know, respect our culture, at least the parts that are not inconsistent with the Word of God, that we're not guilty of so wrapping the gospel in our own particular culture that it becomes unrecognizable to those outside it. And, you know, I've had people at times from other nations ask me why maybe no Irish people come to their church. And, you know, I think at times, like I said, people can hold church in a way that it just feels so foreign to the locals that they just can't identify with it. And so, you know, the British missionary Hudson Taylor was considered radical because he dressed and did his hair like the Chinese. You know, the British missionaries, at least some of them, arrogantly tried to make the Chinese British and failed. And yet Hudson Taylor was welcomed in many places by the locals that the other missionaries were never asked. And so I think 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 explains Hudson Taylor's sentiments perfectly. It says, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant of all that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law as without law, not being without law towards God, but under law towards Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I've become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Right there we have, you know, Paul's motivation in ministry. "I've become all things to all men that I might by all means save some." But he didn't do this, you know, out of a desire for popularity or fame or success or wealth. He did this out of a genuine concern for the souls of other people. "Now I do this for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you." In the New Living, verse 22 and verse 23. "Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings." I try to find common ground with everyone. Again, I think the relevant word there is try. There are people that you're not going to be able to find common ground with. It's just as simple as that. And so it's important that we're not in some way trying to change the message just simply to find that common ground, but rather that we are doing what we can to reach out and meet people where they're at. And so, you know, this is why, again, I've said it, we've probably over 80 nationalities in our church, and I've said it many occasions that, you know, we're aspiring towards kingdom culture, because kingdom culture transcends all of our own particular national cultures. But notwithstanding that, I do remind my people that we are in Ireland and we want to relate to the people in this nation. So if I was a missionary called to Nigeria, I'd do my best to adopt local dress and customs in order to relate to the people. And so, again, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. But we are in the world. And as Christians, it is important that we do what we can to try to relate to the people where we are. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 to 4. "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." The NIV. "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Paul told Timothy to preach the word. He told him to correct, rebuke, and encourage in that order. And so while we all need a little encouragement at times, but we must be a people who love truth, even if the whole world embraces lies. And I think that's important to understand, that we must be determined to walk in the truth, to love the truth, to live the truth, you know, to learn the truth. Let me read this quote by Jan Hus. Therefore, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to the death. And Jan Hus, of course, 1369 to 1415, he was a Czech reformer burned at the stake for heresy for daring to criticize the indulgences which were being sold by the Catholic Church. And so, you know, he's a man who lived and died by his principles. While you can kill the messenger, you cannot kill the message. Truth does not burn, for it is eternal. A Bible-based gospel is a truth-based gospel. It's not my truth or your truth, but the truth. Truth as defined by God and contained in his book, the Bible. And you might say, but yes, Pastor, but times have changed. But God is not. Right and wrong are defined by him, defined by what he has written in the Word of God, not by you or I. And so when did we change speaking truth in love to speaking lies in love? And this is why it's important that we are a people who are determined to walk in the light of the word. Amen. That we must be a people who are determined to obey the word of God and to serve the eternal purposes of God. For the time is short, the harvest is great, the laborers are few, and we must be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. For Jesus Christ is coming again. So let's be faithful and let's ensure that we're giving the right message and not the wrong one. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home. In Jesus' wonderful name.